Good morning. We're opening the Joint Committee on Ways and Means, Subcommittee on Human Services. Today is May 2nd. Boy, this year is going by really fast. 2001, public hearing on 5527, Department of Human Services, Office of Alcohol and Drug Abuse programs we'll be hearing about today. And I know that the good representative is here, Representative Butler, so would you come up, and if you have someone with you, which is that
Jack Peterson.
Mr. Jack Peterson, welcome. We've corresponded a little bit back and forth, and glad you're here.
So Tom won't think I'm unhappy with him when I leave.
Oh, I you know, we have our, all of our, for the audience, our chronologically advantaged group is from here forward. And one of the members has been just newly appointed to chair a very important committee, and so he will not be able to stay with us this morning, but his heart and thoughts are with us, and so I just wanted you to know there's nothing that you say that is making him leave. It's just simply that there are other duties in this building.
Now, Chair, I'm honored that Senator Duncan would stay for this much of my testimony to greet me.
Madam Chair, you have to realize that the good representative was my wife's family CPA. Well, in fact, probably they're still doing the last bit of my mother-in-law who just passed away, but he's been the CPA for years and years.
Long time.
Great family.
Madam Chair, the Duncan family roots in Eastern Oregon run very deep, and we're honored to have Senator Duncan's family as part of the Eastern Oregon crew, even though he went west, young man, and he probably is, has the other unique position of having served in multiple legislatures. I think we have had that before, but not during the term that I've been here that I'm aware of. Having served in legislative assembly in the state of Idaho as well, so I appreciate that. Madam Chair, members of the committee, Tom Butler from House District 60. I'm here on behalf of the those folks who utilize the residential rehab facilities for alcohol recovery. I have with me the director of the program Alcohol Recovery Center in Ontario, Oregon, Mr. Jack Peterson. The gist of what my testimony is going to be relative to just the whole alcohol and drug treatment program and the fuzzy math that we're being subjected to as we hear about the cuts. I see 50%+ cuts and I'm told that they are 5% cuts. Now, that happens sometimes that we drop a decimal, but I am concerned about the cuts in Eastern Oregon being representative of a larger percentage of the program. I'm also concerned about programs that are long-term established programs that are cut back to nothing during a budget crisis or during a budget crunch, and then we would hope that they would be able to get started up afterwards. I think it may be a better situation if you've got a 5% cut rather than cutting 5% of the total treatment beds, perhaps to offer an opportunity, and I leave it in the chair and members of the committee's hands, capable hands, to take a look at the possibility if you have to do a 5% cut as opposed to cutting the number of individuals, which is your population cut, take a look at the possibility of a CSL cut, and that is as to the amount of dollars that are given per bed so that you can keep the beds open, treating the same number of people, and then have the programs seek alternative sources of financing for those programs as best they can to try and recoup whatever reductions or losses they may sustain, and if they can't, then those beds would then go vacant, basically. But I guess the bottom line concern that I have, and this is very, very important, and that is that in February, Governor Kitzhaber, with a fairly substantial trade delegation, both economically and with our international trade folks and our ag trade folks, took the first ever tour to the new president of Mexico in Mexico City at his residence at Los Pinos, and we had an excellent opportunity to brighten the future of the relations of the state of Oregon with the Republic of Mexico. and Presidente Vicente Fox, the new president, incoming president, Panista, has indicated that he will come to Oregon, that he has every intention of returning the courtesy that Governor Kitzhaber has shown President Fox in going to Mexico, and certainly the Fox administration has a huge connection with the Oregon University system, and as much as the new governor, the incoming governor of the state of Guanajuato, holds multiple degrees from the Oregon University system, and they don't ask for a hand out, they ask for a hand up to figure out how we are successful in the state of Oregon. Returning from that trip, I'm hit with the news almost like cold water on a warm face, a bucket of cold water, that the ODAP intends to cancel the only exclusive Hispanic program in the state as to alcohol treatment and in a residential treatment program. And all 13 beds of the residential treatment program in Ontario will all go away. And this is somehow part of a 5% cut. Again, it represents for all of Eastern Oregon a 57% cut, I believe, not a 5% cut. It's supposed to be a uniform across the state cut. My understanding that the I-5 corridor and the nearly 100 beds here take no cuts of the 5% cut, but we're asked to bear the larger portion of it. Now, you'll hear testimony and have heard testimony relative to the levels 1, 2, and 3, and 3 being the residential treatment programs and their successes. And I would again come back to the issue of, I have asked for performance measures, that is, not based upon county history, but based upon the various programs' history. And for that reason, I believe that in Mount Hare County, the alcohol recovery program, where incidentally, folks, I have the highest percentage population of Hispanics within the entire state in Mount Hare County, reside in my district. And that's why, with our high Hispanic population, and having that Hispanic population, that's very, very important to be able to communicate. And this is a program where we don't have to double staff with folks that speak only one language. We actually have multilingual people there at all times within the program who can cross work with those folks that are in the Hispanic program. So where you have maybe beds available on the level 3 residential treatment programs within the valley, but you're going to serve 1 or 2 or 3, then you've got to staff up with bilingual people that are able to accommodate those folks who are monolingual Hispanic speakers. And so I would encourage you to take a look at a very successful, very high level program that has actually returned the goods to the state of Oregon and has done an excellent job in the past. And I'm just not comfortable with the fuzzy math and the failure to give us the cuts based upon bad performance or based upon non-performance, but cuts on a formula of based upon 10% relative to pure size of the area, and then 45% on the basis of population, and 45% based upon needs, and recognize that the program within Mount Hare County, the Hispanic program, has treated folks and regularly does treat, and you could ask Mr. Peterson, Director Peterson, today as to how many people are in the program today from all different counties within the state, and you'll find that that the beds, the residential treatment facility which we have in Mount Hare County, has folks from all over the state all the time. It's not just a Mount Hare County program. However, when they come back out of the program, the results, I'm told, are reported based upon county, not based upon program. So, again, I would like to see the performance measurements, and I would be happy to entertain any questions and then turn it to Director Peterson.
Madam Senator Yee, I'm sorry I'm a little late this morning. I have to testify on another bill. Representative Butler, what performance measure would you like to see?
Madam Chair, Senator Yee, thank you very much. And the reason that I am here today in large part is because of Senator Yee. Senator Yee's early comment was, you find out who are the best performing programs and what the performance levels are. And some of the performance levels that Senator Yee would include the success of the program at 30, 60, 90 days, and what rates of recidivism and what rates of returns, how successful a program is. And I think the rates of recidivism are the kinds of things, and I'm sorry I directed this to Representative Winters early on, Chair Winters, that I think we need some performance measures from Ms. Simaglio as to how each of the programs perform, not how the counties are performing. Again, Malheur County might perform pretty well, but it also is generating, and again, Director Peterson could tell you, and we'll tell you the percentages, but it might be that 75% of those folks that are served are from metropolitan counties. And so if those metropolitan counties show a high success ratio, then you say, well, goodness, let's move our dollars into the metropolitan counties, as opposed to looking at the program that generated them back into their community in a metropolitan county. And not to delude ourselves, folks, the concern I've got is that residential level three, I've had some personal experience within my own family relative to residential level three treatment, and it's hard. It's hard. It's a dedication on the part of the patient, and it's a dedication on the part of the family, and yeah, it's particularly tough when you've got to drive 5 or 6 hours to see that loved one in the program, and you only get to visit them just, you know, at intervals and under circumstances that are pretty pretty restrictive. And so I want to give testimony to you today relative to the effectiveness of a residential treatment program for alcohol and drugs. And I want you to know that it sometimes is a lot better to not just have a change of bedroom scenery and the house scenery around you in the building that you're in, but to have a complete change of the personalities that are around you on a daily basis. People that are striving 24 hours a day for the same thing you are, and that is to be sober, and to be clean, and to return to a new way of life. And I'm just really, really grateful for these kinds of programs, level three programs, that provide this level of service, and particularly one that could provide it to my colleagues and my constituents and my La Raza throughout the state in their own native tongue and sensitive to their own cultural and native backgrounds and needs culturally. With that, I'd take any other questions.
Thank you. Sentry.
One last question. Representative Butler, I think it's a very effective means of judging the success of the program by looking at its recidivism rate. I think you mentioned 30, 60, 90 days. Do you mean after 90 days? And then determine what is the recidivism.
Madam Chair, Senator Yee, recidivism would be those that would return in a very short period back to the use of alcohol, and I'm not certain scientifically how they do that. I know that Director Peterson could tell you in a heartbeat. I have every confidence in Jack as a director in this program. I served in the county government before I came. I was fortunate to come and serve with you good people, and Director Peterson has a tremendous following and has a tremendous output. And so the question would be, how do they monitor? What are the, and the performance measurements, I think, are something that are new to the department. They are not new to the science. The science has been tracking rates of recidivism returned to, you know, those unfortunate few, and unfortunately they're greater in numbers with the drugs and alcohol combinations that we have today, but those unfortunate few who do return, we need to have that as a performance measure in part, Senator, to be able to tell us how successful the actual program was, not if they came from Linn County, were they, wherever they went to a program, were they successful after 90 days? Because if they were not successful after 90 days, then that would reflect on Linn County and not on Linn County's program. And it would besmirch the people of Linn County if they weren't successful. So if they were sent to a very successful program, although it be not located within Linn County, then at that point, and they were successful, we would want the program and not the county to be accountable. And that's the performance measure. And it, again, I would leave it to Director Peterson to tell us the types of the how far out. It, obviously, success would be those that are clean and sober many years later. And success sometimes, you know, when you start out on these programs, and I've never been around this kind of thing before, but when you start out on these kinds of things, these are literally journeys that you start out an inch at a time and then a step at a time and then a foot or two and then after you've been involved in them for a year or more, then you start reflecting back to that October 28th day 2 years ago, and basically it's a birth date. It's the day that you were born, and you look back on that, and if you'll ask, we have members within our own chambers, and you'll ask those members how they're doing, and every day is a better day. Every day is one day at a time, but they'll also tell you 27 months, 38 months, 20, you know, 2 years, 4 months, 15 years. And I'm impressed with that. I'm impressed with the kinds of returns that we have, and that's certainly a success. You know, I mean, once they look back and say that was my birthday, that was when I started life. That's how I would say recidivism was really successful. But they do have some performance measures of 30 days or 3 months or 6 months, I think, and those are the important measurements.
Senator Butler, we certainly do appreciate your being here this morning, and I certainly appreciate all the information that you and Jack have been sharing with me, and this body is very, very interested in performance measures and outcomes, and we take your comments and the information that you've shared with us very, very seriously. So I want to thank you for coming, and I know that you've got we're leaving Jack.
The expert is here.
Is here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much,
Chair Winters. Thank you so much, members of the committee.
And Mr. Peterson, thank you for all your correspondence and for coming such a long distance. I would like to make one comment before Mr. Peterson starts his testimony, and that's if anyone in the audience has a cell phone, please turn it off so that it doesn't interfere with testimony. And also, because we have so many that have signed up to testify, would you please try to keep your remarks and comments summarized and succinct so that everyone can get a chance to testify. If you have written testimony, please give it to Shirley. Thank you.
Thank you. For the record, my name is Jack Peterson. I'm director at the Alcohol Recovery Center in Ontario, Oregon. I want to say what an honor it is to be here today. I'm not accustomed to this type of formal setting. But I'd like to speak with you, if I may, just for a minute, openly and just from the cuff. In a summarization of what Mr. Butler said, our goal at the Alcohol Recovery Center has always been to serve the highest number of clients in the shortest period of time at the least possible cost to the client. And the handouts that I have over there, the written testimony, will show that every year we've been in operation for the last 15 years, we see about 550 clients every year. We are licensed as a 48-bed facility. However, we're only funded for 37 beds. The most important part of my testimony today is about the Hispanic program. It's been in operation now for 10 years. Oregon never has had a successful residential treatment program for Hispanics. In the past 10 years, Maria Cuellar, who is our senior counselor and sitting back in the back of the room.
Would you like Maria to come up with you?
Yeah, Maria, would you come up? Maria has been instrumental in being a guiding force for all Hispanics in the state of Oregon. She is the expert on Hispanic treatment. She is the only one in the state of Oregon up till now to ever begin and complete and carry on a successful program for Hispanics. She'll speak to the need for cultural relevancy, speaking in their own language, winning a sense of trust, being like they are, being from where they are, and coming from a position where she came from, same as me. We're alcoholics and addicts. We are experts in recovery. We're not experts on the disease, we're experts on recovery. We get people sober. We work our lives, a life of dedication to trying to help people get what we have. We were given an opportunity many years ago to be afforded one opportunity for treatment. And it worked for us. We know what works, and we know how to deliver that to people so that they can understand it. And also at the level they're at, just knowing about the disease of alcoholism and chemical dependency doesn't help unless you can reach the person where he's presently at. When they come in, if they're angry, if they're rebellious, if they're on probation and parole, we understand. We've been there. We know where they're coming from.
One must say that